WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. President Trump's plan to send National Guardsmen into Portland, Oregon, has hit a snag.
The decision by U.S. District Judge Karen Emmergut Saturday is a temporary block of the deployment of troops. In her decision, she said things like, "This is a nation of constitutional law, not martial law." And this country has a long-standing tradition of resistance to government overreach, especially in the form of military intrusion into civil affairs. Judge Emmergut was appointed by the president. Her temporary restraining order expires October 18th, and it could affect other cities. Brett Recamp for CBS News, Portland, Oregon.
The Pentagon is planning to send 200 members of Oregon's National Guard to Portland for 60 days. ICE agents shot a woman on the streets of Chicago Saturday morning. CBS Chicago reporter Marissa Sulik has details.
Chaos broke out near Kedzie and 40th Street in Brighton Park. It's the same area Homeland Security says agents were boxed in by 10 cars. When agents got out, DHS says they saw one of the drivers that cornered them had a gun. They say the agents shot at her in self-defense.
How will the government shut down and when? No one seems to know. What is known, as CBS's Willie James Inman tells us, is that the jobs of federal employees are in jeopardy.
Political leaders are digging in and showing no signs of compromise. Tens of thousands of federal workers have been furloughed, and the White House says it could fire thousands in the coming days.
The Supreme Court will begin a new term on Monday, first Monday in October, a term that will have the justices hearing arguments on a series of highly contentious issues.
On the docket for the Supreme Court, major tests of presidential power, including the president's imposition of tariffs and his battle to restrict birthright citizenship. Five federal courts so far have rejected his executive order seeking to end automatic citizenship for the children of people in the U.S. temporarily or illegally. There are also cases on voting and the rights of the LGBTQ plus community. The conservative-leaning court has sided with the president on many legal challenges. Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
The Fox Sports analyst and former NFL quarterback Mark Sanchez was hospitalized Saturday after being stabbed in an overnight confrontation. He's in stable condition. CBS's Jared Ochacher says Sanchez was not stabbed by a stranger.
They knew each other, but Indianapolis police did not identify either person. He was identified as the person who was injured by Fox Sports Network and his agent.
Sanchez was arrested after the stabbing, which happened during the overnight altercation, and charged with battery with injury, unlawful entry of a motor vehicle, and public intoxication. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. I don't know if you knew this, but anyone can get the same premium wireless for $15 a month plan that I've been enjoying. It's not just for celebrities. So do like I did and have one of your assistant's assistants switch you to Mint Mobile today.
Visit mintmobile.com/radio.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See full terms at mintmobile.com.
Vanity Fair calls BritBox a delicious streamer. Collider says everyone should be watching. Catch Britain's next best series with BritBox. Stream acclaimed new originals like Code of Silence.
You read lips, right?
And Linley, based on the best-selling mystery series.
D.I. Linley, take it from here.
And don't miss the new season of Karen Piri, coming this October.
You don't look like police. I'll take that as a compliment.
See it differently when you stream the best of British TV with BritBox. Watch with a free trial today.
A lot of Americans are predicting they'll have a financially precarious retirement.
58% of Americans surveyed say they haven't set aside enough savings for their retirement. In addition, 47% of workers say it's unlikely they'll save enough to retire comfortably.
Standing in the way of their personal finances, number one, inflation, which results in elevated prices. Along with inflation and elevated prices, we have a slowing job market.
Bankrate senior economic analyst Mark Hamrick says even the youngest workers are aware of the importance of savings.
Members of Generation Z, 18 to 28, 46% of them believe they are behind with their retirement savings.
And for those who earn $100,000 or more,
49% think they're behind.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
Egypt has opened the tomb of Pharaoh Amenhotep III to visitors after more than two decades of renovation led by a Japanese team. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and mild tonight, a little breezy, low mid-60s. Sunshine and windy tomorrow, a high in the low 80s. On Monday, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and a high in the mid-70s. Cooler 60s for the rest of the upcoming week. It's 71 right now.
coming right on through.
From Radio Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
Darkness, my old friend, I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night. Touch the sound of silence, and in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. The sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell. The will of silence, and the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming, and the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering the sounds of silence.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with WRJN Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale during the Don Rosen Morning Show. A great way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and save big this October with WRJN Big Deals.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
In the church where a wedding has been, lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people. We'll be right back.
they do. They smile in your face.
All the time they want to take your place. The backstabbers.
Backstabbers.
I keep getting all these visits from my friends. Yeah, what they doing to me? They come to my house again and again and again and again, yeah.
Ready to go for the green and gold on WRJN. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us. Our goal for the green and gold sponsors are Royal Construction, Building Dreams Together, and Vessel Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind.
Singing.
Do-a-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
She looked good.
Look good.
She
fine.
Look fine.
She looked good, she looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing.
Ooh, diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-dum.
Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing.
Ooh, diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-dum.
We walked on. Single day singing.
Just wait and see people now. Put a little love in your heart, each and every.
Look at my face.
Look at my face.
Can you see my smile?
Smile.
Look at my face.
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 Look at Radio refreshed. WRJN.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
There's a calm before the storm. I know just a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand. How many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
How many years must a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea?
Was the night softer than satin was the light from the stars. She wore blue sighs. Love was ours, ours, love I held tightly, feeling the rapture grow, like a flame burning brightly, but when she left, gone was the glow of blue velvet, but in my heart they'll always be precious and warm, a memory through the years, and I still can see blue. And warm a memory through the years, and I still can see blue velvet through my
hustlers, the Bowery got his bumps. 42nd Street got Big Jim, a Walker, he a bull shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that. Well, out of South Alabama come a country boy, sitting looking for a man named Jim. I am a bull shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop top Cadillac. Took all my money and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spin in the wind, you don't pull the mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. But do da da dee 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 dee. Well, a hush fell over the pool room, and Jimmy come popping in an awful street. The only part that wasn't bloody was the soles of the big man's feet. Yeah, he was cut in about 100 places, and he was shot in a couple more. And you better believe a song of different kind of story when a big Jim hit the floor. Hustling people strange to you, even if you do got a two-piece custom made for you. Hey, you don't
tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull the mask off a old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Slim. Mm-hmm.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes.